Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
It was a tough night last night for me on Monday Night Football. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the 9 o'clock stretch. Oh, yeah, does that feel good? Oh. And the stretch a lot of times turned into a big yawn and you can't stop it.
Oh, no, I stretched this morning. Charlie horse in my calf.
Oh, no, not while you're sleeping.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, that's the worst.
There's nothing worse than wake up like that.
Oh, my God.
And you're trying not to yell, like, wake up everybody up in the house and that kind of thing, you know, because it hurts.
Oh, I've, like, yeah, I, like, fall out of bed because you're trying to, like, straighten, you know what I mean? You're trying so hard to straighten the leg.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
It's the worst.
Hydration, magnesium.
Yeah, I know.
And possibly zinc.
It's funny you say that because I'm out of magnesium.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Didn't drink a lot of water before.
Dr. Bob on the case for you.
That's right. He may not...
He doesn't follow his own advice,
no.
But he gives a heck of a lot of it.
Yeah, he'll lay on the floor and say it's heartburn.
Well, I was half right. It was my heart.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, look at you. You'll find any way to be right, won't you?
I learned that skill. I acquired that many moons ago. Yes. That's why I get some credit points to get out of trouble, because my teacher said, well, you know.
Pretty creative.
He's pretty creative.
Yeah.
You give him that.
Uh-huh.
The Buccaneers were not creative enough to come up with some kind of an offense to beat the Detroit Lions. It was the Lions that just beat down the... Man, they ate up the Bucs like they were a bunch of Christians running around on that field, I'm telling you.
It's
running back Gibbs for Detroit. He was running wild. So the Lions won 24-9. It was a game that I wanted both teams to win. I'm partial to both.
Hmm.
My sister texted me right before the game.
Uh-oh.
Bucks or Lions?
Wow.
Yeah, she put me on the spot.
Wow.
I said, that's love cool. them both. As you know, push comes to shove.
Yeah.
I got to go with the Bucks. I mean, they're my, you know, adopted team. Look, the Tigers, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Tampa Rays, but the Tigers will always have a place in my heart. They'll always be number one in my heart for baseball. But the Lions, growing up in the Detroit area, they just were never good. I mean, they just weren't. I mean,
wow.
You know, we had the running back, you know, Billy Sanders. He was world class, but even with him, I don't think they ever got above 500. So anyway, love both those teams. Love both coaches. I mean,
makes it tough, doesn't it?
It does. And here's the thing: now both teams each have two losses, so I guess you know they can go their separate ways and they'll win all the rest of their games.
Sure.
And then the playoffs, and who knows what'll happen then? But anyway, did I tell you the final score? I don't want to, but I will.
You don't have to, but it'd be nice information.
24-9.
Ooh.
24-9.
Okay. That hurts a little bit.
I mean, yeah. Oh, it's right off the get-go. Yeah. I mean, the Lions, they just ran right through them. They really did. All right. Hey, I know one thing. Saturday comes and everybody puts on their Gator stuff. We are not going to lose for sure. That I can
Well, you're good, Bob.
I can hard rock bet you on that one.
You are good.
Wow. Yeah, the Bucks. The Gators have a bye.
Yeah.
As they say, bye to Coach Napier.
Yeah.
And who is going to be the next head coach? Lane Kiffin is the name I see most often. I mean, by far, it's not even close.
Really? I mean, you've had your own prediction and or hopes for weeks now.
John Gruden.
Yep.
He fits the bill. Look, Lane Kiffin and all the things that the great sports writer Mike Bianchi wrote about Lane Kiffin and why we should hire him, I think for all pretty much very, very similar reasons, John Gruden would be a great fit. Yeah. I just think he would, and he's available. And it'd probably be even easier to get him than to get Lane Kiffin out. Look, Lane Kiffin's making plenty of money. Ole Miss, they treat him like a god. He's loved there. He wins there. Yeah.
That's a lot to walk away from. Somebody treating you well and paying you well.
Yeah. To come to a program that, let's face it, man, we've been burning through coaches like, you know, campfires.
How many are we still paying for?
I think four. Didn't we have four in the last 14 years? So
wow.
I think we're paying for them all.
What a gig.
What a gig. Leave man. Now.
Okay.
Leave now, and in 10 days, you'll get a check for over $10 million. Oh, I feel awful. But don't worry, you'll get another $10 million after that in installments.
Crying all the way to the bank. Because you're hurting
your
back.
But look, everybody's making money now. The players are making crazy money.
Yeah.
It's a different game. You know, things change.
No, I get that.
That's it. Like you want things a certain way, you love them a certain way, and it doesn't really matter. Time moves on. Things change, sometimes for the better. And a lot of times, not the better. I mean, if you priced a ticket to go to like an NFL game?
Oh, yeah.
It's an expensive. Now, you can get the cheapest of cheap seats and stuff and you know, bring a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
And roll a toilet paper for your nosebleed.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah, I mean, if you really want to go and experience the game in decent seats and all that, you know, a couple of people after parking and all that, you know, really you could easily top $500 without trying.
The beginning of where I saw that to really get bad was, so, you know, St. Louis had baseball Cardinals and football Cardinals for years. And owner of the football Cardinals said, hey, if you don't build me a new stadium, I'm going to take my team and leave. And we said, where would you like your luggage sent? And so they left. Then we got the Rams. And that's when that whole PSL thing started. And we're like, no, wait a minute. I have to kind of pay for a seat long term. And then I've still got to buy a ticket for my, you know, it's like,
yep,
what? And then the Rams said, hey, if you don't build us a new stadium, we're going to leave town. And we said, again, where would you like your luggage sent? So no football there.
Hmm.
But that just it's gotten so convoluted, you know, when that was a new concept of even like, wait a minute.
I just think that St. Louis is cheap. That's what I'm going to say.
Probably so, although they do pay their baseball players pretty well, and they've got more than one World Series under their belt. Just saying.
You can't have a team in St. Louis and make promises about how they're the team's going to be successful, so she should pour money into a stadium because the response is going to be, show me.
Because it is the show me state.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Going south from St. Louis, all the way south, there down to Raging Cajun territory, and James Carville.
Oh, my.
Longtime political analyst, big mouth, goofball.
Says crazy stuff a lot.
Funny sometimes. Yes. I told you, I got to speak, he got to speak one time, I was part of a group, about 200 of us, room of 200, and I tell you, he was very interesting. Now, this goes back 30 years, but still, it was very interesting. Anyway, he was commenting on this silly politician, California Democrat gubernatorial candidate Betty Yee. She told Pierce Morgan that she believed trans athletes were indeed women, and that gender-neutral categories could be created for them to compete, including in the Olympic Games. She said, I think transgender athletes are women athletes, and they should be able to compete. Wow. Carvo commented on it. He said, what bull? Stop. Yeah. And he says, I want to take this Betty Yee from the standpoint of somebody that has daughters and somebody that, he said, look, my daughters were particularly athletic, but I have a lot of friends and daughters that play soccer, volleyball, run track, play softball. And you know what their parents don't want them doing for good blanking reason? Is competing with males.
Nice.
And he said that Yee should study the difference in athletic performance between men and women by comparing, I don't know, winning times, numbers of female athletes, compare them to the men's category.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So he said the whole idea, the concept is asinine. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. In the meantime, more headlines, more information, all coming your way on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's 9:22. Leah Thomas, controversial UPenn transgender swimmer. Probably one of the top transgender people that the average American would know their name.
Well, he calls himself transgender. I don't know that he really
commits. Yeah, I don't know where they're at.
He didn't commit, shall we say.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Apparently, he was being interviewed Pennsylvania Public Radio, and he's unrepentant that he took several college swimming records away from female competitors. He said he wouldn't do anything differently. Despite having his college erase his women's swimming records, even in the face of the school's apologies to his female opponents for allowing him to compete on the women's swim team, he said he tries to avoid thinking negatively about swimming after he went from the height of being a record-breaking success in women's sports to being erased from his school's records. He said, with everything that happened my senior year, and has happened since, it's very easy to slip in almost like a negative perception of swimming, where swimming and being in the water just brings up all that pain and all those feelings of grief all over again and very fresh. It takes a lot of effort to try to focus on the joy that swimming still brings me. Well,
oh, cry me a pool. Yeah.
I can tell you that every time that he was in the water, the women who were in the water were feeling that kind of gloomy feeling and negative feeling and a feeling of pain, knowing that they couldn't compete with you.
No. They might have felt a little bit in the locker room, too.
Yeah, from my understanding, what an unpleasant thing to go through all the way around. I mean, finally, I guess University of Pennsylvania finally kind of came to their senses. But yeah, you have to wonder. I mean, what were they thinking initially? I don't know. You just hearken back, 1980. Yeah, I want to swim with the girls. Yeah, I bet you do, son.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think I'm really like a woman trapped inside a man's body.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, son.
Nice try.
You might want to talk to one of the counselors at school, but you're not getting in the pool with the girls.
But you know, going back to the part you were talking about the pool. Imagine knowing, I mean, you've spent your childhood, your high school years, you're trying to compete at this level, and you know you can't. Because there's no way you can beat this guy. That has got to be depressing.
Yeah.
And you're in a competitive sport, and they're not letting you win.
Yep.
Hmm.
So, switching gears over to Israel and Hamas and what J.D. Vance headed that way right now, the VP. Israel is rejecting claims by Hamas, reiterated by the media, that the terrorist group has not delivered all of the remaining bodies of dead hostages as promised because it cannot locate them amid the rubble of Gaza. And I thought the response to that was pretty good. No one misplaces people they kidnapped.
Oh.
Because they have value.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Good point.
Yeah, spokesperson for Netanyahu's office said that in a briefing to journalists on Monday. She added that publications that repeated Hamas's claim that could not locate the corpses because it had become part of propaganda. Part of propaganda by the group. It is interesting. Yeah, no one misplaces people that they kidnapped. Mm-mm. So one would have to say, okay, is Hamas still playing a game? Or is there a reason why maybe they don't want to return some of these bodies? Were things done, I guess one would ask, in such a way? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without getting too graphic, but were some things that you could still, long after death, ascertain had taken place, broken bones, whatever. I wonder if that's part of it. Or they just know the kind of pain that these families are in and just want their loved ones returned and they're playing a game, which would be within their modus operandi, if you will. 9:27 on the Bob Rose Show. We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pump it up. That's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Top story, is it still government shutdown? I mean, it's still shut down. I don't know if it's really a top story anymore. I guess.
Day 21.
Hey, how about this one? Newborn baby girl. Hey, congratulations. It's hard to congratulate the mom when the mom is not there. Baby was on the subway, though, but she wasn't. This poor little baby was abandoned. Well, not actually on the subway. It was at the subway station. Somebody who was a good person grabbed up the baby, called 911, and responders arrived, made sure that she was okay. She still had her umbilical cord attached. Yeah, EMS workers to transport the baby to Bellevue Hospital, and they're looking for the mom. That's you're not supposed to do that. New York, though, does have a safe haven law, and all she would have to do is a legal face-to-face surrender of the baby up to 30 days after birth to hospitals, fire stations, and police stations. But maybe she thought, I don't know, I guess she didn't want to show her face. I guess she didn't want to do that, even though legally she had the protections to be able to do that. So she left the child abandoned, which if they catch her, and there probably is surveillance footage, she could be in serious trouble. Chicago area judge rules ICE agents can be arrested at courthouses.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
A Chicago area judge has ruled that ICE officers can be arrested at Cook County courthouses if they violate his orders and arrest a migrant without a warrant. Yep. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Cummings ordered that ICE officers are barred from arresting migrants if they don't have a warrant. He also ordered that federal law enforcement can be arrested if they violate his orders. The judge's order aimed to prevent what are called collateral arrests of people whom ICE officers discover are illegal on the spot. These are migrants that ICE agents come across by happenstance while looking for someone they have a warrant to apprehend. Cummings said that the courthouses must be places where witnesses and suspects feel safe. The Fair Administration of Justice requires that courts remain open and accessible and that litigants and witnesses may appear without fear of civil arrest. The judge also cited in his ruling arrests that have been made recently outside the county courthouses where ICE has taken collateral migrants into custody of the Chicago area. One thing seems clear: ICE rousted American citizens from their apartments during the middle of the night and detained them in zip ties, no less, for far longer than the brief period authorized by the operative regulation. According to the judge, DHS said it intends to comply with all lawful court orders and is addressing this matter with the court. However, DHS also defended its practice of taking collateral migrants into custody. We aren't some medieval kingdom. There are no legal sanctuaries where you can hide and avoid the consequences for breaking the law. And they said nothing in the Constitution prohibits arresting a lawbreaker where you find them. So there's that. Under the headline Trump winning, yep, President Donald Trump and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese signed a rare earths and critical minerals deal Monday at the White House during Trump's latest bilateral meeting with yet another world leader. You know, this guy just got back from the Middle East. His schedule is nonstop. And he's already meeting with another foreign leader and getting a deal done, signed. Not just talked about it, not just shaking hands, getting it done. Wow. So this is very important in how we have to, need to deal with China, both directly and indirectly. If we can get rare earths from our own mining that needs to be expanded on and from, say, Australia and any other sources, that will be a very good thing for us and not such a great thing for China. Trump winning again. Gas's price fall below $3 a gallon.
Nice.
For the first time in over 4 years. Yep.
What changed?
It said, according to this article, it says OPEC Plus deserves much of the credit for this trend, having steadily raised oil production for much of 2025. Currently, 35 states' average price is below $2.99. Yes, they have had an impact. And who did they not want to raise the amount they were pumping under?
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
Well, he was anti-oil, anti-fuel, anti-them. He was kind of a jerk. But other than that,
yeah, he went begging over there. Please, please, turn on the faucet. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, you hate oil. We don't want to give you something you hate. Yeah. Trump told them, hey, look, the more oil you can produce, it forces the Russian price of oil down. And therefore, they'll have less money to prosecute a war, which looks like there may be some peace talks coming. Zelensky is open to it. And I think that Trump and Putin already have something set up. So, you know, hopefully that will come to fruition. Senator Rick Scott, who we had on the show last week, is addressing concerns about the Chinese Communist Party and what they're doing by monitoring homes that are using Chinese surveillance equipment. Yeah, privacy advocates and everyday Americans are sounding the alarm with concerns that foreign adversaries like China are embedding themselves into the digital infrastructure of American homes. They're doing this through smart appliances and connected devices. Under Chinese law, Chinese-owned companies are compelled to hand over data to the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, on request. Meaning any Chinese-owned company operating on U.S. soil could be forced legally to act as an agent of the Chinese state. Everyday devices could even be used as coordinated weapons to destabilize or crash America's electric grid. Well, Senator Rick Scott is taking action to address that threat and introduced a bill that will address that situation directly. Yeah, it's it's one thing to have a loss of privacy. It's one thing for, you know, the collection of your data against your will and all that stuff. But when it goes to where it's being used by a foreign communist government and they could theoretically use those appliances, though all those things that are hooked up could use them against not just you, but vast areas maybe of America. Yeah, everything that's connected. It's, yeah. So at least we've got the senator working on that. Next time we have him on the show, we'll ask him all about it, and hopefully he's made some, in fact, here's kind of an example of how precarious things could be. A widespread outage affecting Amazon Web Services caused significant disruptions to numerous popular websites and services on Monday. This showcases the global reliance on cloud infrastructure. Although the outage seems to be fixed as the day begins on the East Coast, lingering outages continue to be reported. CNBC reports in the early hours of Monday morning, Amazon Web Services, a dominant player in the cloud infrastructure market, reported a major outage that impacted countless websites and services worldwide. So the outage affected a wide range of well-known companies as well, including Amazon, Disney Plus, Lyft, the McDonald's app, New York Times, Reddit, Ring, Robinhood, Snapchat, T-Mobile, United Airlines, Venmo, Verizon government websites in the United Kingdom, such as gov.uk, all being impacted and affected by this. Lloyds Banking Group confirmed that some of its services were affected by the outage. Yep.
That's a lot.
The incident serves as a reminder, a stark reminder of the world's dependence on just a small number of major cloud service providers like Amazon, Microsoft, and Google. When a significant outage occurs, it can have far-reaching consequences impacting businesses and consumers alike. Now, they're not saying, they're saying that there's no indication that the outage was caused by a cyber attack.
But interesting that they know that people wonder about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up next, Things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. Things that make you smile, 877-975-9825. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for Things That Make You Smile, where you call in with upbeat, positive thoughts, and it's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call now. We've got some open lines, 877-975-9825, and Bill, what's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. I'm a doctor in the Villages, and I originally from Michigan, and so when I'm watching Detroit play against Tampa, I can smile either way, and when Detroit plays hockey against Tampa, I can smile either way that way too. So it's great to have those teams playing each other that I can smile both ways.
I like that. I tried to smile, but it was hard.
you gave it an effort.
Tampa Bay was getting beat up too much.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Gene, good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning. Everything makes me smile when you're on the program, on the radio. I called to say hi to welcome home to Greg, but my primary call is to tell you how much I appreciate your Sunday night wind-up, because I'm not an early riser, and I miss a couple hours of your show. So thank you for making me smile and enlightening my mind.
Aw, thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Morning, gentlemen. Real quick, just like that gentleman just said earlier, I'm originally from Missouri, but I'm a Red Wings and a Lions fan. Red Wings 5 in a row. Let's go, boys. Let's go, Red Wings.
Wow.
There you go.
Didn't know we had so much sports enthusiasm.
Telling you.
But we do.
Yes, we do.
All right. Thanks for your contributions, everybody. Appreciate it. Things that make you smile. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Remember the mystery drones on the East Coast? Well, it turns out that was a private company because at a high-profile Army conference, they demonstrated these unique aircraft, and they admitted, hey, remember the mystery drones? Well, that was us. Yeah, they showcased an aerial craft with unconventional appearance, unorthodox flight movements. So, remember, the mystery drones, now they're not a mystery anymore. But can we believe the statement? Or did the aliens tell them to say that? And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.